This is Elena from Russia, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 177 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The topic for this episode is one English suffix. Do you remember what a suffix is? A suffix is a little piece of a word that comes at the end of the word. And the suffix that I want to talk about today is N, spelled E-N. You can see this suffix in words like neaten, N-E-A-T-E-N, or cheapen, C-H-E-A-P-E-N, or soften, S-O-F-T-E-N. In each of those words, you see an adjective and an ending that is the suffix E-N. Let's look a little bit more closely at a word that has this suffix. The word we can look at is sharpen. Sharpen, S-H-A-R-P-E-N, sharpen. In that word, we have the word sharp, and then we have the suffix en. What does sharpen mean? Sharpen means to make something sharp. And in this example, we can see what the suffix en usually means. The suffix is usually added to adjectives and turns the adjectives into verbs that mean to make something whatever the adjective is. The suffix is usually added to adjectives and turns the adjectives into verbs. Now we can see this with the word sharpen. We start with the adjective sharp, and we add the en suffix, and we end up with the verb sharpen, to make something sharp. I made a short list of other verbs that work like this. They are verbs that come from adjectives plus the en suffix. In addition to neaten, cheapen, soften, and sharpen, I also thought of deepen, to make something deep, deaden, to make something dead or to make something somehow less alive or less active, deafen, that's D-E-A-F-E-N, and means to make someone deaf, worsen, to make something worse, widen, to make something wide or to make it wider, and lighten, to make something light or to make something lighter. One thing I discovered when I was making this list for this episode is that the en suffix is only used with one-syllable adjectives. We don't use it with longer adjectives. Or at least I think that's true. I had never noticed this before. I had never thought about it before, but now I think that's true. I think we only use this suffix with short, one-syllable adjectives. I should make something else clear. You can't add the en suffix to every one-syllable adjective. You can say to redden. Oh, I just remembered another one of these words, redden. But you can't say smallen, which I guess would mean to make something small. Redden is a word, but smallen isn't. The en suffix only works with some one-syllable adjectives. I did think of one example of a word that uses this suffix that is not like the others. And that word is lengthen, to make something long or to make something longer. You'll notice that in lengthen, we don't see an adjective and that en suffix. Instead, we see a noun plus that en suffix. Length is a noun, not an adjective. It's related to the adjective long, but it is a noun. Lengthen is built from a noun plus that en suffix. That is the only example of a noun that uses that en suffix. Or I should say, it's the only example I can think of for now. Maybe I will think of another example later. Maybe you will find an example later of a noun that works with that suffix. But for now, think of it this way. The en suffix is used to turn some one-syllable adjectives into verbs. And I think this is an important suffix for you to know about, because you will encounter many verbs that are built by using this suffix. And even if you have never seen the verb, for instance, maybe you have never seen the verb deafen. If you know what this suffix means and how it is used, then you might be able to figure out what a new verb means. Well, that is the en suffix, and I think that is an important piece of English for you to know. And that's the end of episode 177 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Elena recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.